This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. When Proposition HH failed, it left Democrats without a clear plan on property taxes before people's bills go up next year. So Governor Jared Polis is breaking the emergency glass, CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
On Thursday morning, the governor walked into a press conference, grabbed a baseball bat, and broke open a glass-fronted case. Inside was an executive order.
Looks like a special session for property tax relief.
That bit of political theater was his way of announcing that lawmakers will be returning to the Capitol next weekend to pass a quick fix for next year. But it's not clear yet how much they'll cut tax rates or how they'll pay back schools and other local districts for the lost revenue. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Denver Metro-based Dish Network is cutting 500 jobs in Colorado. CPR Sarah Mulholland.
The move comes as the telecommunications company faces numerous business challenges. Earlier this week, Dish told investors it lost 225,000 wireless customers in the third quarter, a lot more than anticipated, and that its CEO is resigning. The company's stock plummeted. Wall Street analysts say Dish could eventually go bankrupt, though a filing isn't imminent. A spokesperson for Dish says employees who are losing their jobs will be told by the end of the week, without giving more details about the timing and magnitude of the layoffs. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
The Colorado Coalition for the Homeless may get another $3 million from Denver next year to expand its outreach services. The contract aims to support Denver Mayor Mike Johnston's homelessness efforts. A city council committee passed the contract this week. The full council will consider it in the next few weeks. Colorado voters this week seem to agree that politics should have no place in classrooms or among school board candidates. The teachers' union says election night was a victory.
For the most part, the voters of Colorado said no to extremism on our school board.
We will look at those school board results and what they mean for Colorado schools later in this hour. This is CPR News.